Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, you'll release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
You could be earning sweet dollary dues to work towards your goals while you listen to this Carrie and Tommy podcast. Save for a holiday, kickstart your own business, upgrade your car. Anything's possible when you drive using the Uber app. Visit uber.com or download the Uber driver app to learn more. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to your Monday afternoon. How are we doing, guys?
Oh, how can you not be excited? Because, Bickers, you know what day it is, right? Do you know what day it is?
Monday.
Oh, my gosh. Do you not know what day it is?
No. What day?
Oh, Annabelle, can you tell Carrie what we had for lunch, please?
Dumplings.
Yes, and can you see? Yeah, we went out for dumplings for lunch. And Eli's T-shirt, what's he got on his T-shirt?
Oh, my God, he's got a dumpling on there.
Yeah, why? Because it's World Dumpling Day.
I am a stupid dumplings. Oh,
not their official theme tune.
To be fair, it's hard to know that it's dumpling day when you're not invited to dumpling lunch. So.
Well, you had meetings to go to.
Did I? Don't think I did.
What were you doing then?
I just, you know, do all my other charity work.
Smoking the chiba.
Hey, amazing news. Rihanna is going to perform at the NRL Grand Final.
I think there's
and Belle's laughing at me. But Belle, that is what you texted me this morning.
Oh.
Producer Belle said, Rihanna's performing halftime at the NRL Grand Final.
Good get for Rugby League.
Robbie Williams for $2.8 million for the AFL. What does Rihanna cost?
$2.8 million
Apparently. Yes, but no, it's Super Bowl she's performing at. Still amazing.
Which, no pay.
Famous, is that right?
Famously, they get no pay. So The Weeknd did it, and it cost him, I think it was $11 million to put on his stage show.
Oh, my God.
Which he paid out of his own pocket.
Well, that's probably not a lot for him, $11 mil.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what would have made him more money after that?
Did it?
Yeah, would have.
Why?
Could you just go, how amazing is that, and go download some more Weeknd? You know?
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Rihanna,
I thought, God, I'm going to download some Weekend.
I'm going to buy some of his tunes on the iTunes.
No,
I might get a CD.
I'm not even going to stream it. I'm going to buy an LP. Hang on. Can I get...
Still got cassettes.
Where's Brash's? Is Sanity still open? Can I get some Weekend, please? Because this came out of his pocket. So I'm going to make sure that I support the Weekend a bit more.
Hey, speaking of the Weekend, we have so much to catch up on. What you got up to over the week off, what I got up to over the week off.
Yes.
Very different weeks off, and we will fill you all in this afternoon.
Carrie and Tommy.
The Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because we have just had a week off.
Yes.
And from that week off.
One of us had a week off.
Well,
you didn't exactly have a week off.
No, from that week, I've got a little update for everybody.
Tommy's gonna cross the ocean. He's gonna swim between two countries. All he wants to do is wonder. Try not to spill. It's wonder.
So everyone would know, if you're just listening for the first time to the show, thank you for stumbling across us. But everyone else would know that I attempted a world record swim as part of a relay team from England to Belgium a few months ago.
92 kilometres.
Yep. And we got stopped 53K in by the French authorities, and the swim didn't get completed. So many people had donated so much money.
And you were devastated.
Yes, I was, because all these people had raised money for Spinal Cord Injuries Australia to find a cure for spinal cord injuries, and I felt like it was a big letdown for them. And so I said at the time that I will try and do something, but I won't tell anybody about it, and I'll do it in secret so it's not embarrassing again. And so I kept training. And then the only people I told, the three most important women in my life that I was doing the swim, I told my mum, I told my manager, and I told you, Carrie.
Well, to be fair, you didn't offer it up. I grilled you until you told me.
Yeah. Well,
What are you doing? You're like, I'm not saying anything. And I'm like, tell me. And then you did tell me.
Yes, because the schedule was very tight. So I'd planned to do a swim from England to France across the English Channel as part of a relay again, this time with just four people. But the schedule was very tight. We only had a week off, and I had to get to England, Hopefully do the swim. And then if my football team was going to make the AFL grand final, I had to get back for that.
Were you going to try and get back for that?
Yeah.
Well, that is a tight turnaround.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then if the swim went quickly, I was going to try and go and swim with Martin Strell in Sylvania. Anyway, we're getting sidetracked.
It's a real busy schedule for a man that doesn't like to plan things.
And so you get a 10-day window to do a channel swim.
Like right.
That's what they allow you. And I only had, by the time travel was taken out of our time off, I only had 6 days, I think. And so I got there and started waiting. And then when I got off the plane, I was quite sick. And
like real sick.
I called you and I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do.
And like full on asthma sick.
The swim was
like,
just coughing and coughing up stuff. And so I sat in a steam room for days
you
while
drank,
I waited.
Like, ginger shots, like they were.
I had so many ginger shots. I thought I'd been stabbed in the colon at one point because I was having so many beetroot shots that I thought I was passing
oh my God.
Blood.
Oh,
yeah. Anyway,
God. That was
that's a
lot.
Visual for everyone, isn't it? This is making me sweat.
That's actually a bit of a forward tease to what I got up to on my week off, actually, that we can talk about
this
that
is
later.
Fun.
Okay, so
then
yeah.
I get to Dover. We get told we're swimming the next day. I get to Dover and I go out to dinner with
which is like along the coast of England.
Yeah, yeah, it's a town in the middle of nowhere where the only people there are there to swim the channel. So it's a very working class port town, and then there's just a few lost souls walking around that have been training for something for years. And I go to dinner the night before and I'm just in gross form. I had to leave dinner. I fronted up the next morning and luckily one of the guys that I was training with.
You're still sweating now.
I know.
It's still your sickness is still seeping out of you.
Well, luckily one of the guys is from Bahrain and he goes, man, we get any drugs over the counter. So he had antibiotics for me.
That's tough.
He gave me antibiotics. Anyway.
You doubled your asthma dose. You got your antibiotics and you were good to go.
Ginger shots, beetroot shots. Oh, blood. No, it's not. It's beetroot. And then we started swimming and we took off at 6 a.m. on the 21st. And I was so cooked for the second leg of my swim that I couldn't stop coughing underwater.
Oh my God.
And it meant that when I was coming up to breathe, I started taking in some salt water, which meant I started spewing. I didn't want the boys to know that I was feeling bad. And so I would, for 15 minutes of my last swim, I was spewing underwater every stroke.
That's disgusting.
Isn't it?
Like going back into your mouth?
I'd spew out underwater, go up, breathe. Turn, stroke, spew out underwater.
But surely when you're spewing out underwater, it's all just swishing around you and through your hair.
It's just exploding like a little. Yeah. And I could even taste, because I was having electrolytes coming
in,
I could taste like the Lucozade coming up. And
were you worried that you were going to have an asthma attack?
So I wasn't that worried at that point. I mean, I was hurting. But then we got in, so our last swimmer, one of the swimmers is vision impaired, right? And so I had to get in to be a safety swimmer when we got to France.
You're
I had to
the
get
safety
in with him.
Swimmer.
So I get in and then they realise that I'm the slowest.
Does he know how you swim? Does he know you're not good?
That's what I mean, you're a safety swimmer. Yeah, so,
like he's
so,
better
so
than
I get
you.
In to swim with him. Of course, he's an elite athlete, right? So I get in to swim with him. And then they all realise the mistake they've made. So they had to send in another safety swimmer because I couldn't keep up with him to be his safety swimmer. And then I started panicking because we just made this point that if we were going to miss the point, we were going to be swimming for another 6 hours, right?
Oh my God. We only
made the point by about 20 metres. And so I'm drifting. So I'm his safety swimmer and I'm drifting. The coast of France is just there and I'm drifting. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to be the first safety swimmer that has to get rescued. What's going to happen? Anyway, ended up just as I'm panicking, like fully panicking.
And vomiting.
Panicking, vomiting, thinking I'm going to get swept out of the English Channel here. I suddenly hit a rock with my arm and I'm like, oh, it's ground.
Oh,
I've swum in. I could have just stood up the whole time. So we did it in 10 hours and 52 minutes.
Amazing.
Which there's 101 relays that have been completed this year across the channel. So a few extra 100 have tried and not made it. And we were the fifth fastest of the year.
Oh my God.
And the first fastest were all professional swimmers. So
that's
it's great.
Amazing.
It's great. Very happy.
I don't have anything negative to say. That is actually amazing. Fifth out of like 100.
Yeah. 101.
With you in the team.
I know.
She found the negative spot. Yeah.
Hey, 13, 10, 60, what did you spew through? Because I did not expect to be doing this swim and spewing the whole time.
My friend spewed through a wedding. She was so sick with gastro.
Gosh.
And the show must go on. If that was me, I'm not getting married, right? No, not for her.
Not getting married?
Not if you're spewing through. You want that day to be fun. I'm not No.
But then what are you telling everyone?
She disputed the whole way. She had a bucket down the aisle.
Oh.
And you know when you hear someone spew and then you go, ugh.
Do you know what that would also make the other dude do? Maybe I don't. Maybe. 13, 10, 60, what did you spew through? Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Monday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 13, 10, 60, what did you spew through?
Yes, because I was part of a relay team that swam from England to France in our week off.
You conquered the English Channel, mate.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All this, I'm part of a relay team that you've swum the English Channel.
And spewed for quite a lot of it. I was very sick and then I started coughing and then I took on salt water and I spewed a lot because.
Oh, the memories.
Oh, good times. Simon on 131060. Hello, brother.
How are you?
Oh, mate, I'm all right. What did you spew through?
Yeah, I was walking inside the War Memorial.
Yeah.
And I spewed all over the place in there.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
Had my sister go up to the security and said, my brother's just spewed. And so the security got in his two-way radio and said, we need a cleaner ASAP. There's been a young boy that's just spewed all through the War Memorial.
So why were you sick at the time going in or something about it made you feel sick?
I don't know. I was fine that day and just went in there, had my father and my sister and... Yeah, next minute I was spewing and had an audience, had everyone just standing around just watching.
So, Simon, I've got a couple of questions. First one is, what's your first go-to thing? Because if I'm going to spew in public, I've had it when I was driving once, I lift my jumper up and I spew down my top. Did you think to do that?
No, because it came on straight away and I didn't want any of my spew on me.
Yeah,
just put
not.
It on the War Memorial right, stuff
much
instead.
Rather on a memorial.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I don't particularly want the cleaner to be cleaning me up too.
No, Simon, we get it. Yeah.
Good on you, Simon.
Debbie, what did you spew through?
I spewed through both of my pregnancies, the entire pregnancy from the beginning to the end.
My sister was the same. She spewed on her way to give birth. And what she said was so weird, Debbie, was as soon as the baby came out, like immediately, she felt like $1 million.
Yep, absolutely. I can totally relate to that. Yep, it was just four or five times a day, every day.
Oh,
I couldn't eat, couldn't drink. I got really, really skinny, which was the bonus apart from the baby belly. So,
it's so brutal.
Makes me wonder.
Was brutal. But yeah, the minute they got Bubs out, it was like, yes. I'm hungry now. Feed me.
Deb, how bad would it have to be for us to not do it again?
Well, you don't ever do it, so you wouldn't know.
Well,
but that's the thing. Like, you wouldn't be able to, whereas Deb could.
Well, the first time they told me it was probably because I was having twins, so extra hormones. Fair enough. So I went again. It was a chance baby. But I did it with her as well, so it was like, yeah, no, I'm done.
God, it's so gross. Good on you, Deb. You deserve a medal.
Are you going to get Deb one?
Nah.
Why not?
I'd have to get thousands of women.
Why?
You know,
could just get Deb one.
Nah.
Yeah, I haven't got
and
thousands
sister,
of women
I'd
caught up. We've just got
one.
Simon and Eric.
And my sister as well.
Yeah, okay. You know. G'day, Eric.
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
Yeah, good, brother.
Do you deserve a medal, mate?
I definitely didn't win one, that's for sure.
When did you spew?
Spewed through my first karate match.
Going to put the opponent off, that's for sure. What happened?
Well, so we started, I was nervous and I was geared up. First thing I did was run in and copped a front kick to the stomach. Breakfast came up, but I kept my mouth shut. So I was just sloshing my breakfast in the match in my mouth guard the whole time. Yeah. So some tears came out when I lost and people thought I was upset, but it was the acid.
Oh, my God, that's so
It was the acid.
Oh,
not great.
Did they give you a yellow belt or something fun at the end of it?
Oh no, it was a tournament sparring match.
So what happened? So what happens then? So you just compete with a mouthful of spew.
Oh.
Yeah, and then afterwards, I ran to the bathroom, and my parents thought I was upset because I was losing. But I was like, oh this
were
is
you, Eric? Though were you?
A little bit of both, but the spew was worse.
Did you still do karate, Eric?
Definitely not.
Okay, at least you know, I guess, an opponent's weakness. If anyone approaches you, just kick them in the stomach and they'll spew in their
But I, it's interesting that you said, why do we keep doing it? Yeah. So you spewed all through your swim. Will that stop you swimming?
Yes, absolutely.
Will it?
Yes, because I'm not a woman and I'm sane.
Carrie and Tommy. The Monday Arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and you could be earning with Uber, guys. Visit uber.com or download the Uber driver app to learn more.
Choose when you want to drive or deliver. It's flexible. You can be your own boss. What a great opportunity to earn a bit extra cash, Vickers.
So you weren't the only one that achieved something over the break.
Damn, what did you do?
I did a few things, actually, ones that I would like to share with you all, things that I think will inspire others as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you all about it next.
Great.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. Woo!
Driving you home for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So what I didn't realise when we finished off before we went on break, the last day we were together, you guys sent me off. You actually sent me off with a special song for what I was about to do on my break.
Happy colonoscopy to you. Happy colonoscopy to you. Happy colonoscopy, Carrie. Happy colonoscopy to you.
Hip hip
hooray!
Hip hip
hooray!
Hip hip hooray!
Just some fun bum stuff, Bickers.
I weirdly, and I didn't plan it this way, but spent most of my break having different parts of my body inspected.
I had my ovaries looked at,
I had my uterus looked at, and I had a colonoscopy, endoscopy. I got the works. Every hole had a tube put in it.
If only we could all be so lucky. Oh, no, and we were still pitching for you to make it a live stream for our audience.
So what we didn't realise when we went off on break, that this is what all the stars are doing. Ryan Reynolds had a colonoscopy too,
did
guys.
He? Is that why you did it?
No, I had mine already booked in.
Are you saying you did it first?
Oh, my God, no, Ryan's copying you.
Mine was after his. But he did do it and he filmed it. I think it started off as a bet that he had to film it from his mates, but then they ended up finding some polyps in there. Fun word to say, polyps.
Polyp.
They found some polyps for me too. Good to get checked, guys.
Good on you.
No, this is me saying, guys, go get your health checks, right? Get all your bits looked at.
As in us?
Guys and girls.
Or our audience? Me?
I mean, you definitely should. All of you should. But the audience as well.
Who do you reckon
would
be the most
polypy? Don't delay your health stuff. Well, she was surprised I was polypy. She said I was quite polypy for being so young.
Oh, did you take that as an insult or a compliment? Yeah. It's funny, isn't it? Thank you.
But the procedure and the process to have a colonoscopy, I'd been warned about. And I was a little bit nervous going in because everyone says you have to drink this
drink,
24 hours before and that you pretty much shit yourself for 24 hours, right? And I was like,
because they want to work with a clean garage.
Yes, okay. And you've got to eat white foods for 3 days before.
Why is that?
I think, again, they want to be able to see what they're working with, you know.
But white foods?
Yeah, like high fiber.
Quite literally,
so you can't have
chicken.
Actually, maybe low fiber. You can't have like things like breads with seeds in it. You've got to have white bread. You can have chicken.
Yeah.
And you can have cheese. And yogurt.
Does that stuff clear out better or something?
I don't know, really. No. Anyway, so I ate all this, and then, anyway, so you take three lots of this drink, and I took the first lot of this drink, and nothing happened. And I was like, oh, guys, you're all being a bit dramatic.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Guys, don't worry. The bike riding trip is back on for this afternoon.
Not far off.
Oh,
so
no.
After 3 hours, it was time to take my next one. And I was like, the first one's done nothing. Kids, the park's back on. We weren't going to go. Oh, and no. I was like, the park's back on.
So swimming is on.
Back to the park. And I was midway through a bit of slide action.
Oh, no.
There was a bit of slide action that needed to happen for myself. And I was like, shh, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And what I discovered is this is not a can I clench my butt hard enough to stop this expulsion. Mm-hmm. It's involuntary.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I was like, I could feel it all rumbling down below. And I was like, kids, car, now. And they're like, we just got here. And I'm like, and I got real cranky. And I said, we got to go, we got to go, we got to go. And Evie, I'd said beforehand, because she's across everything, I'd said that when I took the drink the first time, Mummy might need to go to the toilet a lot, and then I hadn't gone, and I was talking about how much of a hero I was that I'd been able to keep it all in.
What a brag.
Evie. Mum can take laxatives, and it doesn't affect her.
Evie, you know, this cork is well and truly firmly up this
butt. So then she cottoned on to what was happening, and she was like, Addie, quick, we've got to get in the car. Anyway, I just made it home.
She's going to blow.
And the next 12 hours was pure hell. I mean, it went on and on and on.
I'm picturing it like the lift doors in The Shining.
It was just, when you think there's no more to come, there's more to come. It was just peeing, but out the other end.
Yeah.
Okay?
A real clean.
A lot.
Yeah, someone's taking a gurney to the garage.
Yeah, you've got to take it three times, and then you've got to keep drinking water to keep your fluids up, which feels very unfair. Anyway, then I get to the waiting room, right? Now, this is what I don't understand. The waiting room is full of people in the same situation. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're all there with the same thing, right? It's a colonoscopy place. Yeah. There's no toilet there.
They should just make the seats toilets.
There was no – you had to go down a hallway and through, like, two doors that needed a swiper pass. And so I don't know why, again, I didn't want to be embarrassed about the fact that I so I was like,
you know, you can't just keep swearing
at reception.
Right?
No, it's I needed to poo.
Yes, I know, but
that's the other term for it. I'm not swearing, I'm just using the term for for feces. And I went up to
what
the reception
do you mean?
And
what do you
I
mean?
Said so casually, hey, is there a toilet around
hey
here?
Guys, my
and
friend needs
I
a toilet.
Was sweating.
Guys, don't worry. My friend just did it in their pants.
And then she was so slow to help me, and I didn't want to rush her, and we strolled through this hallway as I was in absolute agony.
So what else is going on with your day?
Anyway, got the colonoscopy done, and then, you know, there's a few days of similar, we don't need to go through all the process of what happens afterwards, but you look, it's an experience. It was an experience. You had your experience. I had my experience. Guys, go get checked.
You're all heroes.
We're all heroes. And I thought, you know, we did before 131060, what did you spew through?
Yeah.
I thought it's only fitting that we do 131060, what did you poo through?
Great.
Because for me, that was my holiday.
Isn't
I spent
fun?
A lot of it pooing.
Geez, between the two of us, we had both ends really covered, didn't we?
131060, what did you poo through?
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Monday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, what did you poo through?
Highbrow stuff today. We did what did you spew through earlier? Mm-hmm. Now we're doing what did you poo through? You spewed through the English Channel and I pooed through my pre-colonoscopy cleanse.
Yes.
Hark, wasn't it?
I made it home in time. Thank you, Jesse.
They always say they made it home in time.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a big wash that day. but that was Addie.
I wonder
Addie.
Why
of
you had a new car.
She's three in toilet training. Matt, what did you poo through?
Well, my story is about a colonoscopy as well, really.
Oh,
and
Matt.
It's advice for you because if you got polyps, then you're probably going to have to go back for a second one.
Yeah, I've got to go back next year, Matt, so
well,
I'm going to be a regular.
The first one was awesome. The first one was awesome. I felt like I'd been asleep for like a month in half an hour. It was fantastic. Yeah. Found out that's the stuff that killed Michael Jackson as well. Can see why I was addicted to it.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I got to admit, Matt, I've got three kids and I never sleep. And when I woke up, I was like, that was pretty epic.
I woke up and I was in the room and like there's this guy across the way and he's like all angry and stuff. And I said to the nurse, was I like that? And she said, no, you're really nice. She said, you wanted some more? So it was really, really nice. But the second one, this is my advice. So, you know, when they get you to count down from 10 and all that
Yeah,
sort of
I was
thing?
Telling the guy, it's not working. Yeah.
Yeah, yep. No, try and count as long as possible because the second one I woke up during it and I couldn't say anything because I was still a bit out to it.
What?
But I crushed a tooth and everything. I had to get implants and stuff afterwards.
Oh, my God.
You crushed, Matt, you crushed a tooth because you were clenching so hard because of the pain.
Yeah.
Is that why?
Yeah.
But you couldn't speak.
Well, not the pain so much, but just the actual realisation that I was awake and shit for it. Yeah. Oh, pardon me. Yeah.
No,
oh, no, we've
right,
said
bro.
It a few times.
Yeah, when we're on the subject of.
Oh, my God. So then how can they can't see that your eyes are open and that you're awake?
I don't know. I guess they're looking at the other eye, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so next time try and count as long as I can.
As long as you can, Carrie.
Matt,
definitely.
Matt, it's everyone's pretty much worst
of
nightmare.
Of course.
Yeah, for a good reason.
Yeah. I was going to say, was the panic just that it was never going to change? Was the panic about just how awful the experience was of being awake when they didn't realise? What?
I think that was like at first, because you're so out of it, you don't know what's going on, but then I couldn't see the camera and then I realised, I'm like, oh, okay, shouldn't be like this, should it? And then I couldn't speak or anything. So I just like laid there and watched it and ground
but did they have the thing between your teeth? I had a big thing between my teeth trying to keep my mouth open.
Like a, no, I didn't.
Because I had an endoscopy and a colonoscopy, Matt, so they had your mouth clenched open.
No, I didn't have the mouth one as well, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's a
thanks,
lot.
Thanks, Maddie. I know.
I've got a lot more calls, but that's a lot.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you want to stop?
I might be done.
Are you sure? No, I'll go to Sarah. G'day, okay. Sarah.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Well, Carrie's checked out, but I'm pretty good. What did you poo through?
So we were in Egypt, and my boyfriend, now husband, had, we call it spitty bum. So he couldn't trust eating any meat over there, and he did. We were at the Valley of the Kings.
What bum was it, Sarah?
Spitty bum.
Spitty bum.
Spitty bum.
What?
Spitty bum when his bum's spitting on the toilet bowl.
Oh,
my God.
I told you I was done back then. What are we still doing?
Well,
nah, it gets better, though. It gets better, okay. I promise. We're at the Valley of the Kings and it was 55 degrees and it was so hot. And I could see he was just in agony, so I thought I'll give him a little back rub. And then I felt a fart coming on and I've gone, oh, here we go. So I farted and dumb me trusted a fart in Egypt and I shat through my pants.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he starts laughing at Egypt. It's horrible. Oh, there was also no toilets there and no toilet paper. So
the Valley
it was a really
of Kings.
Good time.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and if you are just joining us, so far we've done what did you spew through, what did you poo through, what's coming up, guys?
Well, up next, I want to talk you through the moment the words I love you were muttered over the weekend.
Oh, we're back to what did you spew through?
People would have said I love you through spew and poo, I reckon.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So really often bonding, in those drunken moments where they're a bit, they've just spewed and they're going, you know what, I love you.
They're powerful words. Mm. We'll discuss it next.
Great.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home.
So I was eavesdropping while having my coffee on the weekend.
Ooh.
It's actually so funny when you're trying not to eavesdrop. So you come up with faces so that you don't look like you're eavesdropping, but your face looks so obvious.
It's almost like that thing when you're on a date where you're trying to work out how to eat normally.
Yeah, and then you eat like an ass.
Yes, you eat like no one's ever eaten before because you're standing there like, what do normal people chew like? Arr, arr. Like, oh, God. Weird.
Anyway, I was eavesdropping.
So you're making your best not listening face.
Not listening face.
Did you have headphones?
I should have actually started looking at my phone or something, but instead
what were you doing? Staring?
Staring into the distance.
No, but I didn't look at them. I just looked out. But I heard this girl say that Max, the guy she's dating, had told her that he loved her.
Max had. Good
Max
on you, Maxie.
Had. And they were all, it was girls being girls. And I'm like, oh, my Lord. Like this, and I was like, oh, how cute, how sweet. Yeah.
Did she say back?
No, but I never heard that bit actually.
What do you mean?
I
get surely the that's feeling, the first question.
No. I think she may have told Max a long time ago that she loved Max.
Despot.
Well, because here's what I'm interested in, because this is how the rest
Why
of the conversation. Well, women are despo. But the way this conversation went and where it ended was an argument on the table next to me that I so desperately wanted to be in, but I couldn't be in because I wasn't.
Hang on,
part
so this is the other table, and
the table that's having the conversation about Max.
Same one.
When did Max tell her he loved her?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you like me to guess?
Yes.
3 months.
No, not the timing. What were they doing?
Of day?
Oh, just not during.
Yes, during. Max. So then. Max doesn't love her,
Max
does he?
Max lied.
So that's exactly.
Max does.
Okay, so first of all, the girls are all gathered round and were like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And it took one. There was one girl and she's single and obviously couldn't wait. Couldn't wait to sink the boots in.
Oh.
And then when she said when it was happening, she said when it was happening and the girl was like, oh, well, he's just saying that because he's enjoying himself. And she goes, no, he's not said it before when we've been doing that. And then she got very defensive and then the conversation began that I witnessed and then I thought a lot about and I thought, is it possible that Max does love her and he's been too scared to say it in real life? And so that's the time he felt like his guard was down.
No, never trust before. don't really trust during.
Definitely not after.
No, after is truth serum.
No, after's not truth serum.
Yeah, it is.
After's in heavens, you say anything. Straight after. Hours after, then truth serum. But straight after?
No, trust
is clarity.
Yeah, straight after. And you will admit that all the things you just said before you didn't really mean. And
anyway, but then I thought perhaps her and Max are about to go live a long, happy life. And we are all naysayers here.
No, sorry, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that that's not.
But does that count as the first time he tells her that he loves her?
Does it count? No.
Or does she now need to wait for it to be said sober when they're not having special
love? How did no one ask if he said it afterwards?
No, he said it during, because that was obvious. Like, she said he said it during.
Yeah, but he didn't say it again afterwards? Like,
well, it took Max long enough to say the first time. I don't feel like Max is, like, overly effusive with his I love you. But I'm interested.
I mean, she should just be happy that he's communicating. A lot of men just go completely mute.
But
and they
I'm
would kill for some kind of
on
talking.
On 13 10 60, perhaps, join the conversation, but perhaps this is exactly what happened in your life, and decades later you're happily married. Perhaps John, Jeffrey, whoever said it during the moment.
For the first time.
For the first time, and that meant nothing but good stuff. Perhaps we're being naysayers, and perhaps he's just a shy guy, and it was just in that moment when his guard was down, and that was the moment that he realised how much he loved
his
her.
Guard was down.
It was the only thing that was down. 13 10 60, call us. Did he say I love you in the moment and you're still happily married decades later?
Carrie and Tommy. Your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 13 10 60, does saying I love you drunk count? Or just before the do?
Well, I'm just keen to hear if the words I love you happened during, you know, perhaps a bit of special cuddling, and whether that has meant that you go on to have a long-term relationship, marriage, or whether no one can say that in the moment and actually mean
it. Yes, and I'm saying nothing can be trusted said in the moment.
Yes.
After the moment.
So Max said it to Max. We don't know who Max is, but Max is the guy that's dating the girl at the cafe whose conversation I was eavesdropping into. Yes. And Max told this girl that he loved her in the middle of the moment. And she's all like, oh, my God, Max told me, you know, you love me. And one of the other friends is like, that doesn't count.
Yes, I agree. I would have leant over to her table and said the same thing.
Yes, I didn't, because I wasn't eavesdropping, you know. Yeah. Des, talk to us.
So this wasn't specifically in that moment, although some people would beg to differ with me. We were 1 week into our relationship, and we were at a Macca's drive-thru, actually, and he leaned over and said, oh, get me a double cheeseburger. And I was like, oh, I could slam one of those as well. So I said, oh, I'll get a double cheeseburger as well. And then he just looked at me and said, F, I love you. Yeah. And I just looked at him and was like, what? And we've been together 5.5 years, been married, and have a beautiful newborn baby. So,
and how often are you having a double cheeseburger, Des?
Very often, yes.
Des, I'm happy for your happiness, and that's fantastic.
What's your hole in this story?
I just don't understand what's this got to do with what we're talking about.
Well, it's just as good as in the moment.
hang on, Des. This is interesting. Would you rather, after you've been together for a while, a double cheeseburger
with a newborn baby? Absolutely.
Good on you, Des. Thank you,
Matthew. Are you saying I love you while getting a double cheeseburger or while doing the do? Or never.
G'day, Matthew.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, sorry. It's sometimes a tonal thing with you, because
sorry, I missed
nah,
the first
you're
I was
right.
telling it you was I loved you, Matt, but you missed it, you know?
Sorry about that, Chris.
You can say it back, Matthew.
No, I'll just say thank you.
Or thank you.
Matthew, what happened? What happened?
So my wife and I had actually been friends for a long time, and then we finally got together, had a drunk night, and she told me she loved me, and my actual response was, thank you. only That's because lot, I felt like it was just too soon.
Yeah.
But the next day she turned around and said, I actually take that back because I didn't want to ever say that the first time drunk. So now I just constantly say to her, now when she says to me, I love you, I just like, but do you?
How long have you been together, Matthew?
So we've been together 22 years, but married 20.
And how often is she drunk?
Not very often anymore, sadly.
Oh, sadly.
Okay, so maybe a drunk I love you does count.
I've got another question for Matthew, if we can grab him back just for a second. Matthew, how long after she said that drunk I love you did the real one come? Were you waiting forever?
Oh, no, it was like days after because we both knew it. I was just having a bit of fun with it.
Did you say it back the next time or did you say thank you again?
Yeah, of course I did.
Okay. Matty boy.
What about Tamara? Tamara, how's your afternoon going?
Pretty wet and miserable so far.
Oh. Okay. Is she talking? No, anyway. Yeah, no. Okay. Yeah.
Miserable, sad.
Tamara, what are you calling about?
My now husband, first time he said I love you was during one of our first drunken trysts.
Yeah.
And when you say now husband, how many years has it been?
15.
Wow.
And so did you trust it at the time?
No.
And how long after till you got a sober I love you?
Probably another 2 weeks.
Oh, it wasn't a long wait, was it?
We're learning the difference between drunk us and sober us is a couple of weeks.
Very quick, yes.
Okay, so Tamara, did you say it back to him straight away?
No.
Oh, my gosh. What did you say?
Okay, then.
When did you finally say it?
Maybe like a couple of weeks after he said it sober.
After he says, I love you, and you say, okay, then, what's the next sentence? Like, does he go, so do you want to get a movie or?
It's more of a quick subject change.
Oh, this chat, Tamara. If you have this chemistry with your partner, my God.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I read a quote that I loved on the weekend from none other than Grace Tame, fantastic former Australian of the Year. A woman on fire. And I read this quote from her and I loved it so much. It said, play with fire with me. I'm paraphrasing. Play with fire with me, ? I dare you. I'm holding a jerry can, so this should be fun.
Wow.
And it really, I thought, summed up kind of everything she is about and stands for. And then I realised, of course, you've got an interview with her tonight on The Project.
Yeah, if you think you know Grace Tame, watch The Project tonight because there is a whole other side to Grace Tame that I don't think we've had the chance to see yet. She's got a memoir out at the moment, which I know sounds crazy because she's only 27, but she has lived such a huge life, too much for a young person. And there is so much to her that helped in this interview tonight that helps you understand the Grace now that we've come to know through the media. So it's definitely worth a watch tonight, 6:30 on The Project.
Up next, Jesse, have you got
everyone's favourite game, same but spoken. It's coming back.
Bang.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy driving you home this afternoon. And guys, it's time for the game that started out as you guessing the lyrics to songs and is now you guessing songs based on the instrument.
Know how to say what it is now.
No, it's really spiraled.
Yeah.
Do you want to? What same but spoken, where you just simply speak the lyrics to a song. We buzzed in when we knew the answer. Then it became same but in a cave. Then it became same but with an oboe. Then it became same but Jesse forgot to do one this week, so we're just going to play the song and see if you can guess what it is.
What are we doing this week?
Same, but harmonica.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it the worst of all the instruments?
Okay, so no. Having now watched, what's the one with Kevin Costner that I'm into?
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone.
Yeah.
I reckon a hot cowboy with a harmonica is not a bad thing.
And if you think he blows that well.
That's the only time I think I can handle it.
Do you know a guy ruined my joke? So I was overseas last week and I was in a bar and there was a guy with a harmonica. And I went to make a joke, which I went to say to him, do you take requests? Thinking he'd say yes, and I'd say for you to never play that again, right? I was so happy. I had my joke ready to go. And I said, do you take requests? And he said, no, and then turned around and went back to playing harmonica. And I'm like, now I just look like a desperado.
Who loves played on the harmonica?
Just ask for a song.
Well, you might get your dream here.
Okay. Oh, well, here's your first song.
Oh. Tommy.
Because.
Oh, come on.
John Legend, All of Me.
Cause all of me. I'm glad they went with you because I was going to say the MASH soundtrack.
Has that got it? Yeah.
All right, song number two.
Oh, Tommy. Hey.
Tommy. Three, two.
In my head, it goes like this. I've been uptown, short down, living in a downtown. What's the song, Carrie?
Can you play it again? It's lying in trouble when you walk down.
That's what I said.
It's Taylor Swift. Trouble?
Yeah, we'll do it.
Oh. Downtown, living in a
downtown. Two zip. This is the third song.
Carrie. Oh. Dua Lipa.
For the win. Three. Two. One.
I'm not with. Oh, I don't know what the song is.
Left
me at all.
It's not levitate.
You don't want to see.
Is it levitate?
It is not levitate.
No,
it's
not. No, that's why I asked, though, is it?
Yes, because you obviously haven't buzzed in yet.
Can I hear it again, please?
I don't mind this whole thing. I'm into it.
Harmonicas don't sound like that, by the way. Like, that's so much better.
What is it?
Walk Away? No?
Oh, don't start. Don't stop now. Don't start now.
Don't start now.
Don't caring about me now. I can't wait to see her show.
All right.
So he's like, no.
No.
Song number four. For you.
Oh, Carrie.
For the week.
Billie Eilish, Bad Guy.
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Can we hear the harmonica version again just quickly? Just quickly, please, Jess. You're right. It's bangs too. Let's get harmonicas, guys. Let's hit the road.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home.
Sorry.
You've got a mouthful of warheads there, Pickers.
I've got a mouthful of warheads. So I did go to the show and I did get a show back. Actually.
Thank you.
I didn't get a show back for myself, but I got you all show back.
Yes. You live to give.
I live to give.
Yes. Thank you.
Sorry. And, I will finish.
Although, and take thing. Back and fill your mouth with it just before we go on here.
Okay. Had so much fun at the show with my mum. My mum's got a theory. We need to discuss this theory.
Jenny.
So. You know the big teddies you see whenever you're at a fairground or a show? There's someone walking around with an enormous teddy, and then it makes you and the kids go, oh, my God, we need to find where those are and try and win that game.
I know already, and she's a genius.
Yeah. Have you had this theory before?
No, but just you saying it out loud, I know what it is now.
That is what?
That is a small carny that is walking around holding a big teddy that they didn't win.
Of course.
They're, in fact, on the books, ladies and gentlemen.
My mum thinks someone is paid to walk around with the big teddy because there's only one or two of them, right?
It's genius.
And then that makes you think it's possible to win the big... makes you think it's possible to win the big teddy, so then you go throw all your money at the big teddy game, only no one ever wins the big teddy.
Did you know last time I was at the Adelaide Fringe, I played the basketball game so much they felt bad for me and gave me a big teddy. And then I was walking around with a big teddy.
Well, I saw you play basketball the other day. Why can't you play it when you were good?
The rings are a funny shape and size.
Or are they just the way they're angled?
No, I may have also been a bit on the drunk side.
Anyway, so I threw a lot of money at those games on the weekend and won nothing in the end.
What? Which ones did you play?
All of them. We played all of them. We did the ones. Actually, there's a new one. Have you seen the Smash Plate one?
The smash plate one.
Where you just get these hard balls and you literally turf them at plates and smash plates. Only the ball kept bouncing back and I'm like, these people haven't thought through this game. They've come up with this game hastily just before the show began and they haven't tested it out. There was balls flying back towards kids' faces at a real fast
really?
Velocity.
Yeah, right, velocity's correct.
If you catch it, do you get to throw it again?
Well, I'm not going to say we cheated, but a couple of times they didn't see Evie throw. So I was like, just have another throw. I mean, it's all weighted against us anyway. But well, yeah, the smash plate game looked so fun.
Well, I got told there was, you know, the strength tester one where you hit the hammer and it goes up and goes ding. Yep. So there's an old man that runs the one that I usually go to and he can always make it go ding.
What do you mean the one you normally go to?
I didn't want to get specific and say where in the country it is. Yes.
There is a show that you always go to the
I always go to the strength tester and always watch it because it's great to see because the old man can hit it and make it go ding every time. But then you get these massive dudes come up
and
they can't make it go ding. And he's on the microphone going, ha ha, not enough power there, champion. All right, next one up to the plate. And he spits on his hand and rubs it on the, so the bit of like cord where the thing goes up to create more stickiness on it before someone goes, he spits on his fingers and wipes it on
disgusting.
It.
That is disgusting.
And then he doesn't do it for himself. So there's less like.
Grip.
Yes, grip on it. So it flies up and goes ding. And then he goes, oh, you're up there, are you, champ? And then wipes up and down the cord.
That's so gross. And such an old man thing to do with his spit.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
completely.
Gross.
And so if you do ever win a toy from him,
yeah, it's got it's the just spit covered in of saliva.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Monday afternoon. And if you're just joining us, welcome to Carney Chat.
Oh, my gosh,
well,
I love it.
Sammy, our producer, has just proved my point. So I was at the show at the weekend.
I don't reckon he has.
Well, sort of.
I reckon he's proved the opposite of your point.
No. My mum's
maybe they can compliment each other.
My mum's point is that when you're at the show and you see someone carrying an enormous teddy around and you think, oh my God, I've got to go find that game and win that teddy, that's just a paid person who's paid to walk around and make it look like they won the teddy.
Yes.
But, and then we were talking about games. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I want to know how you think this proves your point, but yes.
Because I don't think you can win them ever. Right? You can't win them. They're unwinnable. Sam, how did you get a giant teddy on the weekend?
You pay for it. So pretty much I went to play some hoops and I wanted to know how to win the big teddy. And he said, if you buy 10 games at $10 each, you can win. I said, how many hoops do I need to get in? He goes, it doesn't matter. You've paid for it.
So you just pay $100 and you can get the big teddy. Yep. Because no one's going to win it. So that's the only way.
So this is why their scam's even better, because they're getting paid to then advertise.
So maybe they don't need to pay people.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to work out how you were going to prove your point.
Hey, coming up, I've got a pick I've been holding on to all week that I need to show you next.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm calling it. This is the pick for 2022.
I didn't know this was an award that we handed out. What was the pick for
20? Every year there is a photo of the year. Actually, there's a competition, a photo of the year competition.
Like Time magazine?
Maybe, like proper pics.
Oh, like Nat Geo. Like,
photographs.
Yes, funny wildlife photos. Yes. I remember because you...
No, not funny wildlife, like epic.
But there was. You showed me one on the project when we were live on air of two monkeys having sex with each other, and that was the...
photo of the year.
That was the photo of the year, yes.
Good gear from me. No, this is not two monkeys having sex.
Oh.
Well, I mean, you describe it when you see it, but for me, this is the photo... of the year. Is that not the
most... This is post-coital moment between two men. It's Rafa.
Oh,
it's Rafa Nadal and Roger Federer.
Oh,
and they are sitting next to each other, sobbing and holding hands.
Oh.
And I just think it's so embarrassing.
Swelled. It's not embarrassing. That there is how men should be. Not all the time, but occasionally.
Rafa looks drunk.
Not too much. You know, too much of that and you're like,
Why? I
just enough, you know.
Yeah, get rid of the wipe away those tears.
23 Grand Slams.
Yes, then you can maybe have two tiers.
That's
one tier per Grand Slam. I just don't understand.
So Federer's retired. Oh, you don't understand what's happened.
Yeah.
Federer's
so tennis,
retired.
You hit the ball over the net.
And Nadal there said there was a really funny like quote where he said something like, it's very rare that you are going to miss a person that's made your life a living hell for close to two decades or something. That's how he was describing Federer because obviously they've been absolute, you know, arch enemies for so long, but they're best mates as well. And now he's sad that he's retiring and they're just holding hands.
I get Federer crying, but Rafa crying at someone else retiring is embarrassing.
Also, because Rafa's still in the game.
I know.
He should be happy.
I know.
Anyway, there we go. That's the photo of the year.
That's your pick for 2020. Are we putting that on our socials?
Look at his face.
No, Eli's not even sure.
Zoom in. Look at him.
He's
so sad.
Why does crying turn you instantly into an old lady?
He does.
Yeah.
And isn't it funny, now that he's said he's retired, he looks old.
Yeah,
like
does.
How quickly he went from. But then
go to that. Go to that balding,
machine.
Balding little Spanish man.
Where's
next
the guy? Oh my God!
I know. Follow Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Carrie and Tommy have just logged off for the day. You can log on or off whenever you want. When you drive using the Uber app, you get to choose when to work and when to take a break. Visit uber.com or download the Uber driver app to learn more.